make spacey noises, like choo choo choo. Make noises, okay?
This is Charles Spearin, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Choo choo choo.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hey everyone, David here from In The House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set. Bring you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground. See you Thursday.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. This is Kitchen Sink, and I'm your host, Paige. This is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dab rock, grunge rock, everything with the Kitchen Sink. So, guys, I'm really excited for this week. I'm going to start off with Neil Young because who else heard? He is on Spotify now. Along with my girl, Joni Mitchell. So, if you're a Spotify listener, go listen to Spotify, go listen to Neil Young, because I'm sure he's going to be blowing up numbers-wise this week, because everyone's been waiting for this. Neil, we were waiting for you to crack, because I want to hear on a regular basis. So we're going to start off with him and Cinnamon Girl, which I'm really excited for. I normally listen to Neil Young in the summer. I mean, it's a Bob Dylan fall, a Neil Young summer. If we're talking, you know, folky, rocky artists, those are my two for those seasons. They just blend perfectly. And then Joni is definitely a winter. She's definitely a winter girl. I know I talk a lot on the show about seasonal listening, and I think those are my seasonal listens that I'm going to be thinking about today and this week. Also, if you want to check out the Sheepdogs interview I did last week, which I was very excited for, the show was absolutely phenomenal. They killed it. They rocked the house up. They rocked the house down. They had everybody standing at the Grand, which is a sitting theater, so props to them. They had that Americana 70s sound that I was ready for on my Wednesday night. So if you have a chance to check them out in their next location, I believe they're going to Lindsay, and they're going all through, I know they're going up through Quebec, so definitely go check them out. They were awesome. Once again, that was the Sheepdogs, and if you want to hear that interview, you can go on CFRC.ca. And look up under Kitchen Sink, latest shows. My show from last week will be that one that has that interview. So let's get into it. Let's get into some music. To start off, we're going to do Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Working Man by Rush, and Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent. And I will see you back.
Cinnamon girl, I can be happy the rest of my life with a
Cinnamon Girl, Neil Young, Crazy Horse, Working Man by Rush, and Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent. It's funny because that song, Working Man by Rush, great song, I love it, totally forgot about it. Got listed in the like songs, shuffled down to the bottom. The other day, I watched this American Dad episode, and Roger's selling speakers out of the back of his car, as one does, and he is playing that song by Rush so loud, Working Man, and Steve, he's like blowing out his ears, and so they try to give it back to him, but his ears don't work, so they're playing Rush by Working Man extremely loud, and Steve's ears are bleeding, his friend's ears are bleeding, and Roger's just taking it in. So funny, because obviously if you're a watcher of American Dad, you know that Steve is always doing air guitar solos. So it was just really funny how they implement rock into that show, because, I mean, I'm a big fan of American Dad, but I just love how that song got brought back to my attention because of watching that episode. And it was also really funny, so check it out. And then this week, Ailapalooza is happening, which Kings of Queens, one of the first bands I interviewed on the show, is kind of their headlining with also Girl Dad and Blunt Force Llama, who Blunt Force Llama also has been on my show. The only stragglers are Girl Dad. So that is technically happening tonight. So if you know about it, hope you checked it out. It's Kings of Queens' last show. They've been in Kingston now for a couple years and they're ready to head out. So if they are your fancy, if you like that indie rock, you should go check them out. I mean, they're not playing here anymore, but you can definitely follow them on Instagram and check out what they're doing and definitely go see them. And then speaking also of live music, I had the pleasure of being at the Market Square concert last weekend, and a bunch of local student bands were there. A few examples that have been on my show were Rust Pump, RevZ, Girl Dad hasn't been on my show, but they were there. It was a great time just to listen to some music and be outside. I know it wasn't great weather, so hopefully next time we have the setup, it's going to be a little bit warmer. And with CFRC, we were able to do some emceeing, so that was a really great opportunity, and I got to hear lots of music, which was so fun. And then one more music-related concert thing. I did see the Eagles, I think not this week, but last week, and phenomenal. I grew up on the Eagles. They were always my favorite, and I still listen to them to this day. Every single song I knew at that concert. The concert was like 2 hours long. Every single song. It was just amazing, and Deacon Fry came in for his dad's position because he sadly has passed, and he absolutely killed it. It was a great show. Joe Walsh did my absolute favorites with him. I mean, life has been good. So, I mean, just if they're coming near you, check it out. I absolutely love the Eagles, and I don't play enough of them on this show. So, I wanted to play a little bit today, and I'm going to be basic. I'm going to play some Hotel California. So, we're going to start off with my friend's band, who is, in fact, in Rust Pump, who I have had on this show. And so if you liked hearing about Rust Pump, you need to check out Isbister, which is he is in fact in this band, and it's a different band altogether, not Rust Pump, but it's another band. Super excited. I haven't seen live yet. I will be checking them out. So listen to this single. It's going to be Midnight Dreaming by Isbister, Hotel California by the Eagles, Midnight Rider by Allman Brothers Band, and I will see you back.
We'll be right back. to me. Shield your eyes from the light. You never knew where you wanted to be. It's too disguised for place to hide. But we never knew what we're gonna find. Gonna find what we're gonna find. And I saw you there. I saw you stay.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
listening to 101.9 FM. This is Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige. And you just heard Midnight Dreaming by Isbister, Hotel California by the Eagles, and Midnight Rider by Allman Brothers Band. Hotel California, that solo is legendary. It's so long, and everybody knows it. Like, if you wanted to sing it, you know how people sing guitar solos? I could sing that, like, whole entire guitar solo. It's just so good. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys again. It's just, yeah, legendary. That's all I need to say. So, I'm excited. Pier season is coming up, finally. I feel like this weather's lasted forever, where we're sitting in this kind of cold, Marchy sort of zone, which we have been in March, I will say that. But last year, I feel like it was warmer at this time, and I'm ready for some sunshine. I feel cold, and I'm so tired of feeling cold. So, I'm excited just to throw the football around, get some sun. It's so hard to do your schoolwork at the end of the year when the weather is so nice. I'm so guilty of that, wanting to just go outside. As soon as I see warm weather, I'm like, I just want to be outside, and I want a margarita. I just want to drink my margaritas, I just want to hang out and not do any schoolwork. And speaking of hanging out, I have a very exciting announcement to make. I am staying here all summer, so in Kingston, you're going to get all the new content from me. I am not going to leave you guys hanging with cutting my show off during the summer, so I'm hanging out in Kingston. I mean, that's not the reason, but I thought it'd be nice to keep my show going so you guys can constantly be getting new music, new content, whatever I feel like playing. We'll see how the vibe of the show changes in the summer. So I just wanted to let you guys know, and let's get back into more music. I hope you liked those three there. That was more of like a 70s. That was a 70s vibe. In the beginning, we did a little bit with that Midnight Dreaming. It was a little bit more indie, a little bit more new. Wanted to kind of sprinkle that in there. So then next, we're going to go more into a grungy sort of vibe and then end off on a long, once again, kind of trippy vibe. So we're going to do Rooster by Alice in Chains to start us off. That's grungy. Angel, Dropkick Me, Jesus, and then we're going to go into Frank Zappa, so Willie the Pimp. I know it's a long one, but it's one of my favorites. So once again, that was Rooster, Alice in Chains, Angel, Dropkick Me, Jesus, and Willie the Pimp, Frank Zappa, and I will...
searching for my crown that is won by another king. And it's just a shade of passion, and nothing goes unseen. You're always the first to leave, and the first to crawl back again. Oh, bitter tears, chase them on my head.
You just listened to Rooster by Alice in Chains, Angel by Dropkick Me Jesus, and Willie the Pimp, Frank Zappa. I had to end on Willie the Pimp because psychedelic show, I mean, that's kind of what I aimed for. This week wasn't super psychedelic, but I have to add the one in there, and Willie the Pimp is literally the only thing, like, that's the most psychedelic I can think of. I mean, there's just so much going on. It's a great driving song because if you're in a car right now, I hope you enjoyed it because it just is one of those ones that keeps going. And then the end, it like all comes together. Total favorite of mine. Thank you, FM radio, for allowing me to do that. This week in class, I learned about the difference between AM and FM radio and kind of when radio was in its heyday. So that like traveling like the 50s, 60s, 70s, the 60s, they were talking about how these, at the end of the 60s, these bands like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, I mean Frank Zappa, AM radio would only allow that 3-minute time, that time frame with the hook and the music, and it just had to be 3 minutes, quick song, hook, hear the music, done. So thank you, FM radio, which we are on right now, because you allowed for longer songs like that and for bands to be more experimental and pretty much give home to every band I've been listening to pretty much my whole life. So that song Willie Pimp really made me think about that I can abuse that power, because that song is about 10 minutes long, 9 minutes long. I'm sorry if you didn't like it, because it was a full time. You have to commit to that one, but it definitely makes music more experimental and amazing, and I love that about FM radio. And speaking of thanks, I want to thank you guys for listening. It's been fun. Hope you have a good rest of your night. And this is Kitchen Sink. This is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dad rock, grunge rock, everything with the Kitchen Sink. Thanks again for
the AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Hi, I'm Justin Evangelo, cancer survivor.